Thank you and good afternoon. The state FFA convention has come to a close, but not without making history. Yesterday, the first all-female officer team was elected in Springfield by FFA members from all over the state. I had the opportunity to talk to Emily Barr, a junior this year from the Carlinville chapter.
What's your favorite contest, and explain what you do in that contest?
My favorite contest is livestock judging, and we evaluate sheep, cows, pigs, and goats.
Do you have livestock at home?
Yes, I raise pigs, and then we also raise cattle and chickens.
Very cool. What's the best part about being in FFA?
Getting to meet all the new people and the experiences you can have in it.
And what's the best part about state convention?
Also meeting all the new people and learning.
Emily is currently serving as the vice president for the Carlinville FFA chapter. In national news, the USDA recently launched a new interactive feature on its website to help rural communities combat the opioid epidemic in rural America. There's a new interactive map available on the Rural Opioid Misuse webpage. The map is designed to help visitors learn more about access and replicable actions that other rural leaders are taking in small towns across the country to address the epidemic. The map will help visitors find out more about the most successful prevention, treatment, and recovery options that others are using to fight opioid abuse. Ann Haslett, assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development, says the epidemic has taken a monumental toll on many of the small towns and rural places that are the heartbeat of our country. USDA is a strong partner to rural leaders in addressing this issue through programs for prevention, treatment, and recovery, as well as programs that build rural resiliency and prosperity for the future. USDA collected information on the most successful practices in combating the opioid epidemic through a series of regional roundtables and through the What's Working in Your Town forum on the USDA Opioid Misuse webpage. Groups are starting to react to the Senate Farm Bill. The American Soybean Association was pleased that the Senate Ag Committee passed its proposed Agriculture Improvement Act of 2018. The ASA is calling for swift passage by the full Senate. Soybean farmers across the country are in need of certainty during this time of low crop prices and volatile conditions affecting our export markets, says ASA Vice President Davey Stevens. The American Farm Bureau Federation also was pleased with the committee's passage of the bill, given that low prices, rising interest rates, and the uncertain future of exports all hang heavy over America's farms and ranch land. We applaud the spirit of cooperation in the vote, says AFB President Zippy Duvall. We're eager to see that spirit carry through onto the Senate floor in the days ahead. Farmers and ranchers are counting on lawmakers to come together and pass the farm bill soon. The U.S. Cattlemen's Association will be focusing on support for the bipartisan farm bill when the group hosts its annual D.C. fly-in. USCA appreciates the work that the Senate Ag Committee leadership did in seeking input from all groups and stakeholders in drafting this bill, says USCA President Kenny Garner. The farm show will return after these messages. Tomorrow in Mason City, the Midwest Truckers Association will be hosting a St. Jude Hospital event. Come on out to the Convoy for Kids event starting at 11 a.m. It'll be held at the Memorial Park in Mason City. Bring out the kids and see all the big trucks. It's only one penny to cast your vote for your favorite truck, and all proceeds will go to the St. Jude's Hospital. The Betsy Ann Picnic, held in Brighton, starts today and continues till tomorrow night. Southwestern FFA will be hosting a kitty corner complete with face painting and a pie-in-the-face game. There will also be a raffle, and all proceeds will go to the St. Paul UMC Church in Brighton. Come on out for some fish, burgoo, carnival rides, and fun for all. The Greene County Fair started today at 8 a.m. with the FFA show. Saturday morning begins at 8 a.m. with the 4-H show, but before the exhibitors start showing, be sure to send them up to get breakfast from CHS Shipman. CHS will be serving breakfast from 6 to 8:30 a.m. for 4-H exhibitors. Sunday at noon, the Western Horse Show will begin in the Riding Arena. The fair runs until next Saturday, June 23rd. Montgomery County Fair begins next week on Wednesday, June 20th, with the Sheep Show at 9 a.m. and goat show at noon. Thursday the 21st, the beef show will begin at 9 a.m. And Friday the 22nd, the swine show will begin at 9 a.m. Be sure to mark these events in your calendar and come support your local agriculture. Tomorrow afternoon, on the horse show, learn about a local therapy center that uses horses to help those with special needs. That's all the time we have on your farm show this afternoon. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.